The Air Force Reserve. Love
Talk Radio.
The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com. Now, today's program.
All right, welcome to today's show. And, of course, it is Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. This is John Hollis, and we're streaming live to you all over the place from WNN 1470 AM, the Health and Wealth Network of Boca Raton and Beasley Broadcasting. I want to take this time to, of course, invite you to listen in at our Facebook accounts, our Twitter accounts, and all of the rest of the social networks that are carrying us, like Into Rooms and Love Vacancy and all the rest of the folks that are out there listening in multiples. I also want to take the time to thank our sponsors of today's show, which is Palm Partners, and you can check them out at palmpartners.com, Brian Shafflin at brianshafflin.com, Sound Pillow, you can check out soundpillow.com, and, of course, Burchard and Associates, or Beckert and Associates, sorry about that. And you can check them out at PompanoAttorney.com. And these are folks that make this show possible on a daily basis, and they make it possible for us to be able to be out there and giving people hope where we might not necessarily have it. That's what Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show is all about. It's about to bring hope to people. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there that might not necessarily understand that in our darkest hours, there might just be a message that you will hear that might just help you at the certain time that you need to hear it. Happened for me. It happened for many people like me. And the bottom line is that life changes and things miraculously turn around for us one day at a time. And through God's grace, all things are possible. And I believe that. And I truly believe in our show today because you know something? Here's a reality dose. Reality is relationships. We're here with Dawn, the Broken Picker Fixer. Dawn's on every Friday with us. She carries a great message, and most importantly, she brings great guests in with her every Friday. She's one of my best hosts I have. And one of the things that Dawn brings into relationships is reality, the reality of how guys and gals, you know, kind of get together and how we all kind of like are from, men are from Venus and women are from Mars and all that good stuff. And it's all true. But here's the reality. When a relationship goes bad, you know, what do? When a relationship hits the end of its road, when I'm talking marriage, when it hits the end of the road, maybe you're in it 5 years, maybe you're in it 10 years. I think my first one lasted a year. Second one lasted five. So I'll tell you, my picker was pretty bad. So in the end, it was very devastating and a lot of emotional upheavals and a lot of hatred going on. And this show is going to be dedicated today on how do we eliminate the hatred? How do we eliminate being in a situation where we're harming the people that we used to love at one time, but because we're in fear, because we have anxiety, because our own shortcomings are coming into place, all of these things are taking place. How can we make it where it's all-inclusive and as hopeful and as unself-centered as possible as we move forward? How can we help the universe with our attitudes, even in the worst situations like a divorce? I have with us today, of course, Dawn, the Broken Picker Fixer. We also have, of course, our legal expert at Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, a divorce attorney, and many other forms of legal aspects. And we have Tripp Beckert with us today.
Hi. Glad to be here.
And, of course, we have Dawn, the Broken Picker Fixer, and we have her guest. And why don't you explain who your guest is, and we'll go through all of that, and then we'll get the show on the road.
Thank you, John. My guest is Dr. Amy Botwick. She is the girlfriend's friend. If you ever need anyone, she helps a lot of women navigate through the business of divorce and learn how to start a new life. Her book is called Congratulations on Your Divorce, The Road to Finding Your Happy Ever After. She also has a website, www.womenmovingon.com, which helps thousands of women manage the transition from divorce to find a powerful way to live their life.
You know, the good news is, and I'm glad you're here with us. And of
Thank
course,
you.
Trip, we're real glad that you're here with us, and we can combine this together because ultimately, when you're talking about divorce, this is a great book that you've written. You're motivating women that might be stuck in a situation that have never been able to really say to themselves, you know something, I'm going to take the step forward, I'm going to trust in the process, and I'm going to get out of this thing. I'm being abused, I'm being beaten, all of these things are taking place, and they're not moving forward, you're just stuck in that. And it's the same thing with guys, too, and I don't want to, like, pigeonhole this for women. There's some guys out there that I know that are stuck in relationships that they don't know what to do with, you know. So, in your opinion, when you wrote this book, Doctor, what was the main idea and what made you go to this point where you wanted to help women get through this trial and tribulation?
This book really came as a result of my own therapy because I was a mess and I just didn't want to get out of bed. And what I did was I started journaling my experience. I would write it down on paper and then I would read it 2 days later, and when I would read it, some of the trauma drama was not as bad as I thought. And I even started laughing at some of it because you make such a big deal of it when you're in the heat of the moment and it's like the end of the world and nothing's going to work. And then you get some distance from it and you're like, you know what? I can deal with this. It's not so bad. And then the second step was interviewing men and women in Boca. And I would look at them and say, I'm dying here. I need some help. I know you've been divorced. How did you get through it and what did you learn? And all these people shared their hearts, shared their stories. Let me put this and combine it in a book because every person that reads this can relate to some part of somebody else's story and learn from it. So it was really just something that happened.
Through the legal aspect of it, have you found, Tripp, that over the years, and you've been practicing law for how many years now?
15 years.
Okay, 15 years. So we're going on 20 years of experience that Tripp brings to the equation. And when you look at almost 20 years of experience in law and you have seen some divorce cases, do you see a person 9 times out of 10 being positive with this or being negative with it?
Well, this is probably one of the most stressful experiences someone is going to go through. And it takes a tremendous toll on them physically, emotionally, spiritually, across the board. And that counts for the men as well as for the women. And it also takes into account the collateral damage that is created by a hostile divorce as it relates to the children and to the extended family members that may be involved in this situation. So it's a very, very difficult situation for anyone to go through. And it's very important to approach this difficult situation with the proper motivation in mind. And I think I read some excerpts from the doctor's books, and I think it's just important that, you know, she touched on so many of these positive areas, and I think it's important that people keep focused on why they're getting divorced, not getting caught up in the moment of the divorce. And there's a big difference that takes place there. As the doctor, I'm sure, can tell you, there are just this acts that take place in a divorce that you would never think of doing with a stranger or with an acquaintance or with a coworker. And these are things that you do to the person that you were married to.
Sometimes the mother and father of your children.
Exactly. And that's why it's so important that the proper approach is maintained in a divorce.
And, Doc, do you feel that being said, do you feel that when you take a behavior, because you got to look at your own behaviors, this has to come from within.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't look at what the other person's doing and what they're saying and how they're behaving. If I continue to act a certain way, the behaviors are going to be the same. So you as a doctor being able to look at it from the point of view of the person that's going through it, if you start looking at it on the inside and you start saying to yourself, well, you know something, I want to say this, but I'm going to keep my restraint of tongue and pen. I want to say this, but I'm not going to say it. I want to act out this way, but I'm going to, you know, have some restraint here and treat the person the way I want to be treated. when you start taking those behaviors, you see the change start to occur?
Yeah, you're exactly right. You wind up realizing, like everything, it's a dance. You're dancing with your partner.
Absolutely.
That you're now going to transition into another type of partner, either an ex-spouse or maybe even a co-parent. And that relationship will really make you grow up. So I think the key is, for me, was just to say to myself when I got into it with my spouse, stop. Take three breaths. And the ultimate lesson in divorce is a really great teacher, if you use it as a teaching tool, that, you know what, you have to grow up. You absolutely have to grow up, and you have to realize that the other person is going to act like somebody you've never met before, and the same thing, you don't recognize each other because it absolutely brings out the worst in you. But if you're able to journal it down, look at it 2 days later, take three slow breaths, realize this is just a little play that's going on here. This is not really reality because it's actually he was a nice person and you're not nuts either, but you're just temporarily nuts. So what do I need to do to avoid an emotional and financial train wreck? You need to grow up.
Well, and this brings up a valid point because let's think about the emotional aspects of this, okay? I don't know about anybody else in the room, but I can carry several different emotions at the same time. So when I'm going through a relationship breakup or a divorce, my one side of my head saying I want to get rid of her and the other side saying I don't want to lose her. And now I'm fighting these two emotions, and how do I usually fight it? With anger?
Mm-hmm.
How do I usually fight it? With discord, disharmony? So I really have to start looking at the inside of, hey, listen, you know, I'm either making a decision to get out of the relationship or, you know, continue on and maybe go get some help.
Mm-hmm.
But until I get to that kind of like crossroad where I say, okay, finally, once and for all, I'm done, then it kind of gets simpler for me to be able to start taking on the emotional aspect. So don't you think it's somewhat of a person like being on the middle of the fence, so to speak?
Yeah, and it can make you crazy. It absolutely, you can't see straight. It makes you nuts.
I don't know if the doctor agrees or disagrees with me on this, but one of the problems that a lot of folks have when they're beginning the divorce process is they don't know legally where they stand. And I think that invokes a great deal of fear and a great deal of anxiety on the participants. And they get a little bit of knowledge from a variety of resources, whether it be on the internet or from a friend or whatever, and the problem becomes they start using these little tidbits to snipe at one another, and it becomes very, very, very detrimental to moving forward with a divorce or toward possible reconciliation. And there are certain legal requirements that have to be pled in a Florida petition for dissolution of marriage. And sometimes when the person receives that document, they say to themselves, I didn't do this. Why are they saying this? I don't understand. Why is he accusing me of all these terrible things? And a lot of times those are just legal requirements to get over the threshold as required by Florida law. Because remember, Florida is a no-fault state, so there's no reason to put in extraneous information. Most attorneys and practitioners will put the basics in there. There's no basis or reason to put anything in there about infidelity or anything of that nature because Florida doesn't require that.
What does a no-fault mean, actually?
Well, no-fault means that in Florida, all is required is that the parties have reached irreconcilable differences. And as long as that particular aspect of the relationship has evolved to irreconcilable differences, the court has standing to divorce the parties. In some states, as archaic as it may sound, you're still required to have one of the spouses cheating on the other, spousal abuse, or abandonment. And in Florida, you're not required to have any one of those elements in order for the court to be able to divorce you. But it is required in Florida that the judge divorce you. You can't get a divorce. We don't have legal separations. We don't have common law marriages. We have marriage and divorce, and both have to be done through the system.
You know something, folks? This is a great show so far. If you're just tuning in with us, you're listening to, of course, Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show on WNN 1470 AM. Our guest today, of course, Tripp Beckert, and he is with, of course, the Pompano Beach Attorney and Beckert & Associates, and you can go to PompanoBeachAttorney.com. And, of course, Dr. Botnick, and she is, of course, a great aspect and a great understanding of congratulations on your divorce. She wrote the book on it, so she must know what she's talking about. So one thing's for sure, we're going to find out more information when we come back right after this break from our sponsors.
Do you or someone you know have an addiction problem? Healing and a new way of life is only a phone call away. Palm Partners Recovery Centers specialize in chemical dependency, offering a comprehensive program of detox, treatment, and aftercare. Palm Partners combines traditional 12-step recovery with holistic and therapeutic treatment, guiding the patient to long-term recovery. Take control of your life. Reach for the highest quality care at an affordable cost. For a free consultation, call Palm Partners today. Toll free, 877-284-3052. That's 877-284-3052. Palm Partners Recovery Centers, healing mind, body, and spirit. Are you ready to create a healing change of your mind, body, and spirit? Brian L. Shafflett graduated from City University of New York at Queens College with a degree in psychology in 1980. He then went on to complete his master's in social work from Hunter College in 1982. Brian has been licensed and board certified in Florida since his move in 1994. For over 25 years, Brian has been providing counseling and psychotherapy for children, adolescents, and adults. His areas of expertise include problems related to addiction, depression, anxiety, and trauma. His goal is to create a therapeutic atmosphere where clients can feel safe addressing the areas in their lives that cause imbalance and stress. Brian's belief is that each person is unique and should be viewed with a holistic approach, balancing the needs of the mind, body, and spirit. Call 561-843-0152 to talk with Brian L. Shafflett today, or go online at briansTherapy.com. Again, call Brian Shafflett, 561-843-0152, to create a healing change with commitment, integrity, and new solutions. And Brian accepts Medicare and most insurances. Call 561-843-0152, online at briansTherapy.com. If you suffer from sleeplessness, Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy can help you through periods of unease and restlessness with sound meditation therapy designed to help you reach a state of relaxation and to achieve the rejuvenating effects of a good night's sleep. This personal audio device can give you the ability to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming, soothing distraction from disturbing thoughts and silences. Sound Pillow Therapy allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy can also be a powerful tool for relapse prevention in the addiction field, becoming what one therapist called a positive addiction, providing a healthy alternative to addictive behaviors. Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy provides new insights to recovering addicts about the source of their cravings, resentments, and fears. Let Sound Pillow Therapy become a daily recovery tool, regardless whether you're a newcomer or in long-term recovery. Sound Pillow can help the spirit and the mind to be centered. To have the peace of mind and the rest that leads to good mind, body, and spirit health, contact Sound Pillow today, toll-free, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. Or go online to soundpillow.com. Again, that's soundpillow.com.
My name is Charles Beckert. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckert & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now back to today's show.
Hey, welcome back. Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. The host, John Hollis, and of course, we're here with the other co-host, Vaughn, the Broken Picker Fixer.
Hi, John.
Why don't you get us into the next 15-minute segment here and talk about what we're going to talk about.
All right. Well, today we're talking about the big D, divorce. But we're trying to talk about it in a way that kind of debunks some of the myths that we had and some of the emotion. That's what we've been talking about. And we're talking with Dr. Amy Botwinick, who is the author of Congratulations on Your Divorce and also the founder of WomenMovingOn.com. And we also have attorney.
This is Tripp Becker, and of course, Tripp is one of our sponsors and also one of our legal analysts. So when we have a show like this, that we are going to be looking at legal aspects along with emotional aspects, because you know and I know that legal aspects and emotional aspects make for a powder keg. So one thing that we need to clarify here today, we do have an opportunity to let people know that, you know, there is healthy ways of getting around that powder keg, and there's healthy ways of looking at ourselves foremost, so that way we can plug in and do things in a healthy way. That's why Tripp is here, to be able to bring that aspect, and of course the doctor's here to bring her aspect of it, because ultimately, combined together, we can find healthier ways to support each other, and most importantly, how to support ourselves as we're going through these trials and tribulations. You know, Tripp, you were a prosecutor for domestic violence. And I want to ask you a question as far as domestic violence is concerned. I'm sure you see it where you have women that are in, or even men that are in relationships for long periods of time and are afraid to leave because of domestic violence.
Well, you've got several categories of folks that are involved in the domestic violence, and I'm sure the doctor can speak to this as well, because she's touched on it in some of the areas of her book. But you've got whether it's the man or the woman who use a domestic violence allegation in a divorce situation when it's truly not accurate, or you have a man or a woman who has truly been abused in the situation. And lastly, you have the man or the woman who has suffered so much abuse that they're just frightened to death to make a move and to get out of this relationship. And that's based upon what the experts consider the cycle of violence. And that's a trend that an abused spouse or companion gets involved in with the domestic violence issues here.
You said in the last segment that we are in a no-fault divorce. How does domestic violence change that?
Well, unfortunately, domestic violence doesn't actually bring a dollar amount to the table. And because one spouse misuses another spouse, unfortunately, that doesn't add a dollar value to what you're going to get in terms of an equitable distribution of the marital assets or in terms of alimony, unless you've been abused to such a degree that you're unable to work as a result of that abuse. Because we are in a no-fault state, that's one of those issues where typically the parties get a restraining order against one another so they don't have to engage in one another, and they get the divorce separately. And it's usually either done in the same action or in a peripheral action in the domestic violence court.
So does filing that provide some kind of protection for the woman?
Yes, filing
man, I'm sorry.
Yeah, absolutely. It provides the offending or the non-offending party the ability to stay free from harassment from that. Now, I'm sure as the doctor will say and will recognize that it's so complicated to prevent communication when you're going through a divorce, especially if you have children. And if you cut one of the two parties off, it becomes this logistical nightmare to coordinate pick-up times, drop-off times, school meetings, co-parenting, as the doctor had talked about. And it's very difficult. So you have to make sure that it's a true situation where there is domestic violence. It's not just used as a tool to gain leverage in the divorce case. And that's always the pitfall as a practitioner I have, to kind of separate the two And it's not often easy to make that judgment call.
Dr. Bachman, what do you find that, and by the way, if you want to find out more information in regards to the doctor's book, it's womenmovingon.com. Please check out the site. And also you can check out Tripp's information on all types of legal aspects that he deals with, and, of course, marriage and family is one of them. And you can go to pompanoattorney.com. That's pompanoattorney.com and check out what Tripp has to offer. But most importantly, the book that you wrote, and my opinion, and the things that I've read on the book and went through the little bit that I did, I could see that it was pointing in one direction, and that was a healthier way to get through this process. What he just talked about is somebody that's been abused, and what Dawn brought up, somebody that's been abused and pummeled for 15 years, how can that person not have some kind of shell shock while going through this because they're in fear their whole time? So how do you get through that process?
That is a great question, and I want to point out that there's two types of abuse. There's physical abuse and there's emotional abuse. And while you can see the physical on somebody's body, you can't see emotional, but those scars run deep. Very deep. And when a woman is, or a man, is being abused domestically, the key is that they can't do it alone. They will get completely run down by their spouse. So what that person needs to do is they need to surround themselves with strong people. I call it a divorce team. I have a divorce team on my website. And to make sure that they have people that are really interested in helping keep this person safe and helping them move on effectively. When you're in an abusive situation, you don't have a voice. And sitting down with your abuser at the kitchen table to try and do a kitchen table talk divorce is going to be a nightmare. They're just not strong enough. So that's when, a lot of people I'm talking to now in this economy, I want to do it myself, this and that. It's fine if you get the right resources and you still talk to an attorney, but not if you're in an abusive situation because you cannot stand up for yourself.
Well, and let's look at the person that is physically abusive and emotionally abusive. That person in particular really has them issues wrapped around low self-esteem and low self-worth and all of that stuff. So the person leaving, in their opinion, is the worst thing that could ever happen to them, and they're going to try to do everything they can possibly do to have that stop from happening.
It's just a recipe for disaster. That's why you have to just, as that person, say, I need to get help. You need to get friends, family, but more importantly, the professionals, finding a really good attorney who can stand up for you and have a voice and protect you. Not just physically, but financially, emotionally, they can really help drive the in a positive direction.
It's very important at that point to really become aware of your rights and to check out with an attorney, because if you are in an abusive situation, you may not feel like you have many rights.
Well, the problem that we have in the economy today is that we find that spouses that want a divorce simply cannot afford it. I have couples that are living together in the same home after they've been divorced. It is so difficult based upon the economy right now. But on the other hand, you go down to the clerk's office and they hand you a packet of do-it-yourself divorce papers, and that's not the answer either. And you need to make sure that you go and you seek counsel and you interview them like you would interview an employee. Just because they say it so doesn't mean you have to go with that guy or that girl. You need to go with somebody who's gonna really use the little bit of money you're able to afford effectively and to get you home without creating work for their benefit, which is what I hear most often as a complaint against the divorce attorneys, is that they churn the file in order to build their fees instead of getting the folks divorced.
You know something? Great show today. I love it. My name's John Hollis. I'm with Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, and we're here with Dawn the Broken Picker Fixer and our guests, Amy Botwinick, and, of course, we have the ever, ever grateful Tripp. And Tripp, his commercials will be airing here. It's the Pompano Attorney and Tripp Becker. And we'll be back right after this message.
Are you ready to create a healing change of your mind, body, and spirit? Brian L. Shafflin graduated from City University of New York at Queens College with a degree in psychology in 1980. He then went on to complete his master's in social work from Hunter College in 1982. Brian has been licensed and board certified in Florida since his move in 1994. For over 25 years, Brian has been providing counseling and psychotherapy for children, adolescents, and adults.
His areas of expertise include problems related to addiction, depression, anxiety, and trauma. His goal is to create a therapeutic atmosphere where clients can feel safe addressing the areas in their lives that cause imbalance and stress. Brian's belief is that each person is unique and should be viewed with a holistic approach, balancing the needs of the mind, body, and spirit. Call 561-843-0152 to talk with Brian L. Shafflin today, or go online at briantherapy.com. Again, call Brian Shafflin, 561-843-0152, to create a healing change with commitment, integrity, and new solutions. And Brian accepts Medicare and most insurances. Call 561-843-0152, online at briantherapy.com. Do you or someone you know have an addiction problem? Healing and a new way of life is only a phone call away. Palm Partners Recovery Centers specialize in chemical dependency, offering a comprehensive program of detox, treatment, and aftercare. Palm Partners combines traditional 12-step recovery with holistic and therapeutic treatment, guiding the patient to long-term recovery. Take control of your life. Reach for the highest quality care at an affordable cost. For a free consultation, call Palm Partners today. Toll free, 877-284-3052. That's 877-284-3052. Palm Partners Recovery Centers, healing mind, body, and spirit. If you suffer from sleeplessness, Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy can help you through periods of unease and restlessness with Sound Meditation Therapy, designed to help you reach a state of relaxation and to achieve the rejuvenating effects of a good night's sleep. This personal audio device can give you the ability to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming, soothing distraction from disturbing thoughts and silences. Sound Pillow Therapy allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy can also be a powerful tool for relapse prevention in the addiction field, becoming what one therapist called a positive addiction, providing a healthy alternative to addictive behaviors. Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy provides new insights to recovering addicts about the source of their cravings, resentments, and fears. Let Sound Pillow Therapy become a daily recovery tool, regardless whether you're a newcomer or in long-term recovery. Sound Pillow can help the spirit and the mind to be centered. To have the peace of mind and the rest that leads to good mind, body, and spirit health, contact Sound Pillow today. Toll free, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. Or go online to soundpillow.com. Again, that's soundpillow.com.
My name is Charles Beckert. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckert & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now back to today's show.
All right, welcome back. Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. My name is John Hollis, and I'm here with Dawn, the Broken Picker Fixer, and we are doing a great interview today on divorce. And, of course, we have Tripp Beckert, Charles Beckert, in the attorney. That's PompanoAttorney.com. And we also have, of course, the writer of the book that is taking over, and that is Congratulations on Your Divorce. And you can find out more information by going to WomenMovingOn.com. And Dr. Amy Botwinick, that has made it available for people to be able to get help. If you go to our website at womenmovingon.com, you can actually get support through a support group online for women that are men that are in divorce that need support. You know, maybe you don't have the strength to make it through saying no to your ex. And you're just, you know, that type of person that, you know, you finally give in and cave in. You don't have to experience that anymore. There is a way out. There's help. WomenMovingOn.com can help you to achieve that success. So check it out. If you're out there today, if you're male or if you're female, WomenMovingOn.com is the place you want to go for that support. At the same time, if you're in the middle of a divorce, because of all of the information that's going on right now, because of the reforms that took place in 2008 in regards to divorce and cash payouts and the things that are going on, you want to get a professional attorney to sit down and talk to you. Just don't go get the $150, I'll do it myself divorce, because you can end up jamming yourself up later on down the road. So you want to make sure that you sit down with a professional like Charles Becker, and you can go to PompanoAttorney.com and find out more information on what he has to offer in different ways. And again, everything's outlined right on his website. You can actually click on divorce and read about it and the different things that have taken place and the different reforms. And I want to bring this to our next subject, which is really important, and we kind of were talking about it during the break, that, you know, the princess, the Boca princess, or the Pocahontas. What is Pocahontas?
Well, things have changed in the world, as you know, with the economy. And, you know, in the past we had a legal system that really did take care of women in divorce. Maybe not 5 years ago, but maybe your parents, lifetime alimony, this idea of being able to get a divorce and stay in the same lifestyle that you're accustomed to is a thing of the past, ladies. So it's time to wake up and get a reality check, because things have changed. And I think the key is to get the right attorney and the right divorce support team near you to get the correct information and to take all your emotions out of it and look at this divorce as a business deal, because at the end of the deal, it's a financial event that kind of splits up a business into two entities, and that's what it is. And, you know, you're dealing with child support, you're dealing with some type of alimony if you're fortunate enough to get that, or maybe not. But you really need to find out what the reality is, what the law in your state, you know, your county, what it looks like, what you're legally entitled to, not what you think you deserve, but what you're actually legally entitled to, and make it clean. You have to make it clean so you can see clearly, so you can make better decisions for yourself by getting the information from an amazing attorney who will give it to you straight.
And you know, Tripp, that being said,
well, what I take from that, and I really think it's important, is that when you speak to your attorney and you've hired one, you make sure that you are involved in the case. You're not just handing over the case to the attorney and saying, I know he's going to look out for my best interest. You need to be involved, because these are decisions that are going to affect you the rest of your life. And with respect to this financial stake that you have in this case, instead of calling your attorney and complaining about the fact that you don't have the dish set that you wanted from Aunt Marge, you talk about the 401ks, and you talk about the things that are important that are going to last you the rest of your life, and don't waste his time and your money that you're paying him to fight over frivolous things. Take the important subject matter and attack it with all you've got, because you only have one shot at this.
And it seems like the thread line through this whole thing is expectations. If I'm going in with unrealistic expectations and unhealthy expectations, then the end result is going to be devastation through it all.
You also forgot about revenge.
Oh.
Bringing in those old emotions and you wanting to attack the other person and really getting more than you're entitled to. And how do you handle that?
I was watching, I don't know if you guys watch it at all, but I was watching this Damages that's on. Did you ever see that? It's Damages. Glenn Close plays an attorney, and she's in the middle of a divorce right now with her husband, and they're fighting over the dog. I mean, they're sitting at a conference table with their two attorneys, and they're fighting over who's going to get the dog, and they just spent 4 hours fighting over who's going to get the dog, And the 4 hours, I'm sure, cost $1,000 an hour with the attorneys that they're using.
Yeah.
Is that the one where the judge says, cut it in half?
That's a commercial.
So you were going to say?
I was caught up in that. I'm going to tell you, my divorce lasted 3 years, and I wish I had me during that time because I would have avoided a lot of heartache and saved a lot of money. But eventually I grew up, and I got the right people around me. And, you know, sometimes you hear something, the light bulb just goes on. One of my favorite quotes that I read during my divorce that helped me turn the corner, I don't know who said it to me, but it was, revenge is like taking poison and expecting the other person to die. I was like, oh, that's really good.
Expectations.
Well, that's a beautiful thing, because what she's talking about in the revenge aspect is that she expects, or the litigant expects something different to happen through this act. And a lot of times I'll get called and I'll say, why do you really want me to file this motion? Or why do you really want me to file this particular pleading? It has no value to the case, but I want it done. But you've got to give me a good reason, because at the end of the day, you're going to go before the court and look very foolish or very selfish.
Well, that brings up another point, too, that if you put enough of them in front of the court, they're going to just not even want to hear you anymore.
You lose your credibility.
Yeah.
You do. You lose credibility. But at the same time, you know, the doctor has a very valid point. You need to surround yourself with a good support group, and the support group should be one that is positive and nurturing, and that is looking toward the end game of getting you through the divorce in a positive way, not from, if you're a woman, not from a man-hater's perspective, and if you're a man, not from a woman-hater's perspective. It's from a positive perspective. What's in the best interest of her? What's in the best interest of the children? And what's going to get them through this? So at some point in time, if there are children, the parties are going to be able to communicate in a civil and positive manner on behalf of those children. Because at the end of the day, you're married to that person whether the courts divorced you or not, until the children have gone through their marriages, their births, and all of the other things that come from the fruits of your marriage. And you have to really make sure that you don't do things that are so irreparably horrible to one another that you can never get beyond that, because it's just going to make all of these subsequent events a negative event instead of what they're meant to be, which is a positive, nurturing event, such as your children's graduations, baptisms, birthday party, you know, their eventual marriages. And if you don't do this very difficult thing, which is getting divorced, in a positive way, it makes the rest of your life poison. It really does.
Here's the question of the day, Doc, for you. When you sit down and you inventory this whole thing, because let's look at reality. If I sit down and I inventory my expectations, and I start to realistically look at what my expectations are, and maybe I sit down with that support group on womenmovingon.com, and I sit down and say, okay, these are my expectations. I wrote out 40 of them of what I want from this divorce. With somebody on the outside helping you to look at the situation, you're going to be able to take that 40 and bring it down to 10 that are realistic goals to be able to get through on the divorce. Is that correct?
Absolutely right. And when the light of day comes, the things you thought you want, you actually don't want as you move forward. And I'll give you an example. There are so many women that I consult with, and their main thing, the dog, besides the dog, and the big thing, as you know, is, you know, the house. Typically in the past, it was the one marital asset that was the biggest. Now it's the one that's got a noose around the neck. But with women, there's such an emotional tie to the house, especially if, you know, they have kids. And, yeah, it would be easier to stay in the house in the beginning, and you really want that. That's like, I have to have the house. I always say to them, I want you to be realistic, and I want you to see what your new financial situation will look like 2 years down the road with a mortgage, with insurance, with all the expenses, and do you really, really want this house?
And that brings up the next point, and we're going to talk about this when we come back. But the next point of this thing is you just said it. I'm structuring my life after my divorce to be by myself. And I better be able to, you know, I better be able to write the check that my butt's writing.
That's exactly right.
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right, we'll be back right after this message.
Do you or someone you know have an addiction problem? Healing and a new way of life is only a phone call away. Palm Partners Recovery Centers specialize in chemical dependency, offering a comprehensive program of detox, treatment, and aftercare. Palm Partners combines traditional 12-step recovery with holistic and therapeutic treatment, guiding the patient to long-term recovery. Take control of your life. Reach for the highest quality care at an affordable cost. For a free consultation, call Palm Partners today. Toll free, 877-284-3052. That's 877-284-3052. Palm Partners Recovery Centers, healing mind, body, and spirit. Are you ready to create a healing change of your mind, body, and spirit? Brian L. Shafflett graduated from City University of New York at Queens College with a degree in psychology in 1980. He then went on to complete his master's in social work from Hunter College in 1982. Brian has been licensed and board certified in Florida since his move in 1994. For over 25 years, Brian has been providing counseling and psychotherapy for children, adolescents, and adults. His areas of expertise include problems related to addiction, depression, anxiety, and trauma. His goal is to create a therapeutic atmosphere where clients can feel safe addressing the areas in their lives that cause imbalance and stress. Brian's belief is that each person is unique and should be viewed with a holistic approach, balancing the needs of the mind, body, and spirit. Call 561-843-0152 to talk with Brian L. Shafflett today, or go online at briansTherapy.com. Again, call Brian Shafflett, 561-843-0152, to create a healing change with commitment, integrity, and new solutions. And Brian accepts Medicare and most insurances. Call 561-843-0152, online at briansTherapy.com. If you suffer from sleeplessness, Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy can help you through periods of unease and restlessness with Sound Meditation Therapy, designed to help you reach a state of relaxation and to achieve the rejuvenating effects of a good night's sleep. This personal audio device can give you the ability to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming, soothing distraction from disturbing thoughts and silences. Sound Pillow Therapy allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy can also be a powerful tool for relapse prevention in the addiction field, becoming what one therapist calls a positive addiction, providing a healthy alternative to addictive behaviors. Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy provides new insights to recovering addicts about the source of their cravings, resentments, and fears. Let Sound Pillow Therapy become a daily recovery tool, regardless whether you're a newcomer or in long-term recovery. Sound Pillow can help the spirit and the mind to be centered. To have the peace of mind and the rest that leads to good mind, body, and spirit health, contact Sound Pillow today. Toll free, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. Or go online to soundpillow.com. Again, that's soundpillow.com.
My name is Charles Becker. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckert & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now back to today's show.
All right, welcome back. Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. I'm John Hollis, and we're here with Fallen Broken Picker Fixer, and both of our guests today, Dr. Amy Botwinick, and congratulations on your divorce. You can also go to her website, womenmovingon.com, and find out all kinds of information in regards to, of course, helping yourself be healthier through divorce, but also get the support that you need, because there's online support to be able to help you as you go through the process. You're also having the legal aspect looked at today. by Charles Beckert, and he is with Beckert & Associates from Pompano Beach, and you can go to PompanoAttorney.com and find out all kinds of different information. He's one of the best litigators in the state, and you'll find out more information on that and Charles and what he does there. We are talking about divorce today, that lovely word divorce, and how it brings up in some people's brains a lot of hatred. In other people's brains, it brings up some good understanding of who they are and what they wanted to become and how they were able to move through it in a positive way. So that being said, the most important aspect of any divorce, and in the opinion of the roundtable here today, we were just talking at the break, is the children. The deal is that how are we going to manifest our lives after it's all said and done with the children and the people about us? Are they going to look at us like, you know, mom and dad were cutthroat and they took the low road? Or, you know, something, they took the high road through this the best they could and they helped support us and helped us to be nurtured as they were going through their issues. Would you agree, Doctor?
Yes, and I mean, I could stand on a soapbox and talk about this for hours, but the main thing when it comes to divorce and co-parenting is that you need to transition with your spouse from being a spouse to a co-parent. And there will be a lot of growing pains, but the main thing here is grow up and suck it up. For the sake of those little children who are the victims here, they did not ask for this divorce, and you owe it to them to be the best you can be. And I promise you, these little people are watching you. They are smelling you. They are watching everything you do, and you will teach them by example. And you will never, ever serve yourself or your children by speaking poorly about their parent, their other parent, because they will take it personally. They are part of the other parent. So if you're going to talk badly about their mother or father, it's as if you were talking badly about them. They will grow up to hate you and not have a relationship with you. Kids will figure things out on their own, take the high road, and be a grown-up.
We were talking during the break about the reform of 2008 and how there's been a change from custodial parenting to co-parenting. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Back in October of 2008, the legislature determined that they really wanted to see the children have two parents. And they made great strides in removing all of the terms in the statute that related to labels. And they really wanted to ensure that two divorced parents now worked as a unit of co-parenting, and to set this up. And what the doctor, I think, touched on, but I'd like to follow up, is that if you have these growing pains, one of the best things you can do when you are getting divorced is to set forth a parenting plan with as much specificity as possible, but also leave a little bit of latitude for when you do grow away from the bitter stage of the initial divorce, so as to allow you some flexibility. But you need to have some guidelines to fall back on. And what is a common mistake is that those particular rights and responsibilities aren't spelled out well enough in the initial parenting plan. So when there is a gap, it becomes difficult for the courts to reconcile a problem that arises between the two parents that aren't getting along and making co-parenting decisions. Because co-parenting is a difficult thing to become. You're not a parent where you have the ultimate say. You are a co-parent now, and you have more than just your say to consider. You have to consider the other co-parent, and you have to consider the children. And it's very important that the attorneys that you work with draft that in that light.
And that being said, when you look at the big picture of the new family units, because it's a new family unit now, you have the separate two units being one whole family unit. Now let's start looking at the fact that you start bringing other people into this equation. You start bringing in new boyfriends and new girlfriends, and you start bringing that aspect into it. I want to, you know, go on record as stating that maybe we need to understand that if we're bringing a new girlfriend in or a new boyfriend in, that our relationships as a whole with our exes is really not their affair. It's our affair between us and our exes and our children and our family union. But how do we become healthy in a new relationship and be able to, you know, communicate? Because there's a lot of people I see in relationships that maybe have that situation that will say, hey, listen, I don't want your input. You know, it's between me and him. And I think there has to be a balance.
It's respect and it's common sense.
Okay.
And you can't trample on the rights of a former spouse just because you happen to get an old boyfriend or an old girlfriend, because there are going to be feelings and there are going to be certain boundaries that you, yes, legally you can cross them, but is it in the best interest of the relationship as you move forward?
And the children.
And the children. Mm-hmm. It's and sometimes you have to use common sense when you put that into the mix there.
Oh, and how common is sense when your emotions are involved?
Oh, that's a good one. You know, I love what you said, but you know what? There is that emotional component. But I think that you said it nicely, common sense and respect. It's very clean and simple. If I can give two pieces of advice, is that respect towards the other co-parent is huge. Because you know what comes around goes around. And nobody will ever take place of that parent-child. And when it comes to incorporating somebody in your life, you wait until you know it's serious before you even introduce to that child, and you protect those children as best you can. When it does come up where you're ready to integrate, you better put your mommy or your daddy red flag on and make sure that that whole thing is gelling. And if it does go further, and I mean, I got remarried, and we actually went to counseling to find out, how do you do this whole blended family thing? What's his role? The key is that person that comes in is the uncle or the aunt. They are not the parent. They are not the disciplinarian. They have a parent, so back off.
Good stuff. Good advice today. If you've been listening, you're listening to, of course, the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. We've been talking about divorce on Dawn, the Broken Picker Fixer Show here at Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. Myself, John Hollis, and Dawn, I want to thank you for bringing in Dr. Botwinick, and she was great. You can find more information on her website, which is womenmovingon.com. And you can get your support, you can get your help, and you can get all of your information in regards to her book. Again, congratulations on your divorce.
I wanted to mention one thing. She has something interesting coming up. It's called a Transform Your Life Workshop, which will be in March 13, right here in Boca Raton. And you can find more about that on the womenmovingon.com website.
Cool. And, of course, if you have any legal situations that you might be dealing with, divorce, and you know, criminal, may it be PPI? Is there, you're the one?
Yeah, we do personal injury. We do immigration. We help folks with wage and hour claims. And, of course, we do a lot of family cases and help folks navigate through those legal shoals. And we're here to help. And we don't charge for our consultation. So if you want to come in and sit down with me, I'll be happy to see if I can't steer you in the right direction.
PompanoAttorney.com. And, of course, I want to thank our guests today. I want to thank, of course, Tripp. Tripp is one of our sponsors. He sponsors five of our shows here at Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. And the biggest reason that Tripp did it when he first got involved was because he wanted to help us carry a healthy message to the people in this community. And I want to thank you and applaud you for stepping up to the plate and helping Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show carry our message. Doc, we want to also thank you for carrying a healthy message to the community, because it's people like yourself that keep putting themselves out there, like you and Dawn, that help us to become somebody that we might not want to really become. We're out of fear, you know? We have to step over that fear and say, you know something, I want to be a different person today. Thank you for listening. Tomorrow from 4 to 6, Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show will be on. We got Third Eye Live, and then following Third Eye Live, we have Spiritual Recovery with Rashid. Feel free to check us out tomorrow. If you're listening on any of the social networks, all of the contact information, because, of course, you know Third Eye Live and Rashid are live call-ins, so you can make your phone calls all day tomorrow and get your readings and get all kinds of stuff. Great. Third Eye Live tomorrow, 4 o'clock. Can't wait to see you. We're here for you. We'll be back.
Thank you for listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. This program is sponsored by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day right here on AM 1470 WNN. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and Facebook.com. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. All broadcast rights to this program are the property of Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Rebroadcast of any portion of this program without express written consent is prohibited. The opinions expressed on this sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, staff, management, or sponsors.
WWNN, Pompano Beach.
Regular listeners to Peter Bruno's long-running daily radio show, Managing Your Money, know about his original form of research analysis called cycle analysis. This unique system, designed to watch and analyze stock market movement behavior in advance, has guided listeners and clients safely from the market high in the 14,000 area 2 years ago, all the way down to the previous lows below the Dow 6500, just as he protected his clients from the crash of 1987 and again in 2008. If you're not getting the same quality advice from your financial advisor, it's time you called Peter Bruno. Toll free anytime. Consider opening your personalized managed account or find out about the next free 90-minute seminar. The number is 1-800-592-5578. 592-5578. Call Peter Bruno anytime, 24-7. 1-800-592-5578. Benefit from the research that has forecast in advance two crashes. Peter Bruno, call today. 1-800-592-5578.
Plastic Surgery Center, can I help you?
Hi, I need to cancel my appointment.
And what were you having done?
I was having 8 spots on my face lightened.
Okay, can I ask why you're canceling?
Honestly? Well, I found this great product that really works. My face looks amazing.
Can I ask what product you're using so I can let the doctor know?
Before you spend tons of money and recovery time to have age spots, liver spots, dull or uneven skin tone corrected, you should try Night Skin. Night Skin is a proven anti-aging cream that was developed by Dr. Arthur Perry. For a limited time only, he's offering a free 10-day supply of Night Skin just for new customers. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-606-3312. This offer is limited to one free sample per household. Call now and try Night Skin for free. Call 1-800-606-3312. That's 1-800-606-3312.
AM 1470 with even more of what you're looking for. Finally, real solutions to your most pressing health problems. Tune in for Health Radio News with Dr. Alan Pressman, Mondays and Wednesdays at noon, right here on South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is Health Fusion with Dr. Elizabeth King. Health Fusion is brought to you by the International Holistic Center in Fort Lauderdale, specializing in counseling and integrative healthcare services. Dr. King is a licensed psychotherapist, certified hypnotherapist, and adjunct professor at Nova Southeastern University. Along with her interdisciplinary team of expert practitioners, Dr. King fuses the most effective Eastern and Western techniques in order to provide you with a well-balanced approach to address mental and physical conditions, including depression, anxiety, acute and chronic pain, trauma, addictions, infertility, hormone imbalances, ADHD, and much, much more. If you have any questions about the broadcast, call the International Holistic Center at 954-903-9426. That's 954-903-9426. Or go online to counseling, wellness.com. Now, today's edition of Health Fusion, here's Dr. Elizabeth King.
Good morning, everyone. I hope everybody's staying a little bit warm because we've been having a real cold spell, but after talking to everybody in the north area, we're not doing way, not too bad, right? So I hope everybody's keeping on their little jackets. I know that us Floridians, as soon as the weather drops down to 70, we'll all have the leather jackets being taken out of the cobwebs. So I know I have mine on as well. I hope everybody is doing wonderful. Remember, we're here every Wednesday from 10 to 11, and we're here also on Fridays from 3 to 4, so don't forget to tune us in. We always have interesting programs about health and how to empower yourself. We want to give you information that really is going to help you live a better life. And remember that feeling good is now an option. This morning I have David Webb, Doctor of Oriental Medicine. Hi, David.
Good morning, Dr. King, and good morning, everyone. I'm so excited to be back on the air with you today.
I'm so happy you're here as well. You know, everybody, that David has been on the show quite a few times with me. He is our acupuncture physician, or doctor of oriental medicine at the center. And every time David comes to the show, he has incredible information. And I know that everybody's interested in hearing about this topic. I know I am, because we're going to be talking about peripheral neuropathy, which is very, very interesting. So hold on for a few minutes, David, and I'm going to put you on the air. I just want to say to everyone that I hope that you know how to reach us, and so I'm going to give you our phone number, which is 954-903-9426, and our website is counselingthelletternwellness.com. While we're on the air, you may call us at toll-free number 888-565-1470. Again, that's 888-565-1470. This is the opportunity that you have to really reach out and get answers. And if you have a question, just call us, and David or myself will be happy to answer the question. I know some of you are shy, so if you're shy, then you can go ahead and call us at the office, and we'll certainly call you back. So today, peripheral neuropathy, David. I know that you have been talking about this protocol, and I know that you do this at the center, but we really need to get down to the nitty-gritty. And I really think that people will benefit, our listeners will benefit from hearing this information, because maybe someone out there is suffering from it, it doesn't even know about it, right?
Correct.
It seems like that seems to be the case, that most people don't know what it's even called.
Not an uncommon condition. Many people have peripheral neuropathy. Certain populations, it's more common, like with diabetics.
Oh, really? So why don't you go ahead and explain to me and our audience, what is peripheral neuropathy?
Okay. Basically, very simple definition. Peripheral neuropathy is just a progressive deterioration of the peripheral nerves, and it causes symptoms such as pain and or tingling and numbness in the extremities.
Wow.
So let's look at a breakdown of what exactly that means. First of all, we're talking about the peripheral nerves. If we look at our nervous system, we can roughly divide our nervous system into two parts, our central nervous system and our peripheral nervous system. Our central nervous system is our brain and our spinal cord. All the other nerves in our body make up our peripheral nerves and our peripheral nervous system. So if we are touching a hot stove and we get a signal from the fingertips to our brain that there's a heat source there and pain, that's our peripheral nerves that are carrying that signal to our central nervous system, our brain. And then the peripheral nerves carry the signal from our brain back to the muscles to cause them to contract, to pull away from the heat source. So that's our peripheral nervous system. When we talk about a progressive deterioration, basically at the
very... That sounds like a big word, David.
Yes, and a deterioration of the nerves in peripheral neuropathy starts at the very ends, the furthest from the central nervous system. So first, the symptoms typically start in the feet because that's the furthest from our central nervous system. Then the symptoms can start in the hands, followed by eventually the ankles, legs, and arms.
So what I would be feeling is a tingling, is that what you're saying?
Yes. So when I see patients, I usually ask them, do you have pain? Do you have numbness or tingling, or do you have both? Because some people will have one or the other. Most people have both numbness, tingling, and the pain. So when we're talking about pain, what are some of the ways that this pain manifests? It can be burning pain, stinging, throbbing pain, stabbing, aching, shooting pain. And as far as the tingling goes, most people actually describe that as a pins and needles sensation, a prickly sensation in the feet of the hands. As far as numbness, it can actually extend to complete loss of sensation in the feet, which can be very problematic for a lot of people because as they're walking, often they may trip, sprain their ankle, break bones in their feet and ankles, so it can be very, very debilitating.
David, does it have to be on one side or both sides, or does it matter?
Well, there are different kinds, different types of neuropathy, because neuropathy, just as a general term, just means that progressive deterioration of the nerves. You can have neuropathy that's caused by, for instance, a pinched nerve. a nerve that is impinged on somewhere along the route of that nerve. If that happens, then the numbness and tingling are just going to be at the end of that nerve. We may have neuropathy that's just, for instance, some numbness and tingling in certain of the fingers of just the left hand.
Mm.
So when you have neuropathy that's just on one side of the body, it's usually going to be some kind of damage to or impingement of just a single nerve, and we call that a mononeuropathy. For systemic kind of neuropathy that's caused by a systemic disorder like diabetes, it's almost always bilateral. It's on both sides equally. Medication-induced neuropathy, it's going to be systemic, so it's going to be on both sides. Diabetic neuropathy, it's going to be equal on both sides. We also have another type of neuropathy that's very interesting and is often seen with diabetics, and that's an autonomic neuropathy, where the autonomic nerves, which are another part of the peripheral nervous system, actually start to degenerate. And this can cause symptoms like changes in your ability to sweat, changes in your blood pressure, constipation, bowel or bladder problems, and sexual dysfunction.
Well, that's very interesting. I'm thinking as you're talking, David, how many people that we see in the center have these symptoms, and I'm so glad that, you know, that we are a team, and that when they come presenting these symptoms that I can say, David, do you think this is what it is? Because sometimes it may not be that, right?
Correct.
There are other reasons that these symptoms might be manifested, and so that's why it's always critical, number one, to have a medical evaluation.
Exactly.
And that's why we always extend invitations for you, the client, the patient, to make sure you check with your doctor to have all the testing done so that you can eliminate or possibly, you know, suggest what it could be. But sometimes people do come to the center and they've done all the testing and they've done all kinds of different evaluations and still don't know what it is. So then maybe at that point we come in and you can definitely take a look and see if that could be what it is. I want to also ask you, what causes peripheral neuropathy, David?
Well, there are certain diseases that can cause a neuropathy, certain medications that can cause it as a side effect. We talked about nerve impingement. A lot of people have numbness and tingling, for instance, in maybe one hand, certain fingers of one hand, maybe not even associated with pain, and that may be actually a peripheral neuropathy caused by some nerve impingement in their neck or their shoulder. Diabetes is a significant source of peripheral neuropathy. About half of all the cases of peripheral neuropathy are actually caused by complications of diabetes. So that's a significant part. There's also various estimates that as much as 30 to 65% of people with diabetes have some degree of peripheral neuropathy. So
those are huge numbers. That's a huge number.
That's a lot.
Wow.
It's a very, very common condition with diabetes. It's also very, very common condition induced by different medications, chemotherapy medications. For instance, cancer chemotherapy medications can cause neuropathy. HIV medications can cause neuropathy. Also interesting to know that the statin drugs to control cholesterol can cause neuropathy. Mm. A lot of people are unaware of that. I actually had a patient that came to see me and was diagnosed with idiopathic peripheral neuropathy. Idiopathic means that they didn't know what the cause of it is.
And we get a lot of that as well at the center. There's always an unidentified condition when the Western medicine can't figure it out.
Exactly.
They just stick something like that.
Well, interestingly, with his case, they had put him on a statin drug, not because he had high cholesterol, but because of his age, they wanted to prevent high cholesterol. And interestingly, he started to have peripheral neuropathy, but no one had suggested that that might be caused by the statin drug. If you actually look online, you'll see many, many, many different discussion groups and articles about statins causing peripheral neuropathy.
Wow, that's interesting. And you said nerve impingement. Are you talking about the and the spine? Oh,
yes.
Anywhere.
Yes, anywhere in the spine. If you have some kind of a subluxation that impinges on nerves, can cause neuropathy in the upper extremities, can cause neuropathy in the lower extremities, depending on where the impingement is.
And what other types of medications would also cause it?
There are varieties. Some antibiotics possibly can cause neuropathy. But I would say the main sources are going to be chemotherapy agents and HIV medications. Those are the ones that I see the most.
How about opioids?
Opioids are more of a they're a medication that has been looked at as not a cause of, but a treatment for. But they're not a real promising treatment, nor are the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs like ibuprofen. The typical kind of pain medications just aren't that effective for this kind of nerve pain. So they've actually had to look at different kinds of medications that you wouldn't suspect would be successful in treating neuropathy, and they actually are. So we'll look at that in a moment.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to mention that there are, besides those main three, they're probably the main sources of neuropathy that I see, diabetes-induced, medication-induced, and nerve impingement-induced. But there are also certain autoimmune diseases that cause neuropathy, some hereditary disorders that can cause peripheral neuropathy, and then, like I said, idiopathic, which is they don't know the cause, and it's actually estimated that anywhere from 10 to 25% of peripheral neuropathy is idiopathic. They are not able to find out the cause no matter what testing they do.
Again, another large number.
Yes,
When you put that in perspective, in the United States, that's a huge number of those.
Absolutely.
Cases. Before we continue with our interview, I know that we're going to have to go to commercial break, but I just want to put out that toll-free number because I know there's somebody out there going, this is me, or I know someone that is going through this. So please call us at 888-565-1470. Again, that's 888-565-1470. You're listening to Dr. King on the Health Fusion Hour with David Webb, and we'll be right back.
This is John Weaver with Portside Realty. If you're looking to get into a great home at a great price, foreclosures could be an option for you. They're typically going to be 10 to 20% lower than market value, and you can get into them quicker than a typical short sale. For more information, give me a call at 754-224-0572. That's 754-224-0572.
When it comes to your mental and physical health, you probably think that you've heard it all and tried it all. It's time for something new, a comprehensive approach to wellness that addresses every aspect of your life. And you'll only find it at the International Holistic Center in Fort Lauderdale. This state-of-the-art facility is an oasis for healing, specializing in fusing multiple modalities into a seamless protocol custom designed to meet your needs. The instant you walk in, you'll be immediately transitioned into a state of tranquility as you experience the plush, spa-like surroundings, the trickling sounds of the waterfall, and the enchanting aroma of essential oils. You'll be treated by every one of the highly qualified practitioners at the center, featuring experts in psychotherapy, acupuncture, massage, nutrition, and every aspect of holistic wellness. The center is dedicated to fusing Western medicine and Eastern healing practices to form a well-balanced approach to mental and physical conditions, including depression, anxiety, acute and chronic pain, trauma, addiction, infertility, hormone imbalances, even ADHD, children, family, and couples problems, as well as stress-related conditions and chronic illnesses. If you think you've tried it all, think again. Think Health Fusion. Arrange a consultation with the caring professionals at the International Holistic Center, located at 3471 North Federal Highway, Suite 410 in Fort Lauderdale, just one block north of Oakland Park Boulevard on the west side of Federal Highway. Call 954-903-9426. That's 954-903-9426, or go online to counseling, the letter N, wellness.com. That's www.counseling, the letter N, wellness.com. And remember, feeling good is now an option.
Welcome back. You're listening to Dr. Elizabeth King on the Health Fusion Hour. Remember, we're here every Wednesday from 10 to 11 a.m., and also on Fridays from 3 to 4. And, of course, you could always listen to our archive shows on our website, which is counseling, the letter N, wellness.com. Again, that's counseling, the letter N, wellness.com. The toll-free number here is 888-565-1470. Today we're talking with David Webb, the acupuncture physician and doctor of oriental medicine at International Holistic Center. And we're talking to David about peripheral neuropathy, which is a very interesting topic. I know that there are some of you out there going, that has to be me, and you probably have questions, burning questions, and you really are nervous about picking up the phone. So if you don't want to call on the air, call us at the center. The number there is 954-903-9426. Remember, at International Holistic Center, we treat many, many things, so you can look at our website and see all the things we treat. We do counseling, acupuncture, hypnotherapy, personal coaching, nutritional counseling, massage therapy. But what we really, really do is look at your condition, and we put together a team that's going to develop a customized protocol for you. And then we fuse everything together. All the treatment modalities are fused to really address mind, body, and spirit. We have to stop treating just components of our person, of a human. We are mind, body, and spirit, and when we start treating just the mind without treating the body or the spirit, we lose out. We have people that are depressed, we have anxiety, we have panic attacks. Those are things that are happening because we are not treating the whole person. We also diabetes. You have to look at what's going on and the mind and body. Well, we treat the body with diabetes. We forget the mind. There's a huge component that has to be addressed with the mind. So give us a call at 954-903-9426. Talk to a clinician. We will help you, and we will give you solutions and options because we want to empower you. I want to go ahead and resume our conversation about peripheral neuropathy with David Webb, our acupuncture physician, doctor of oriental medicine, and really go back into talking about on peripheral neuropathy.
Yes. I want to say that for our listeners that are just joining us, peripheral neuropathy is basically numbness, tingling, and or pain in the extremities, the feet and the hands. So if you have those symptoms, I definitely encourage you to talk to your doctor and ask them if you may have peripheral neuropathy.
Okay. David, how is peripheral neuropathy treated usually?
Typically, it's treated with medications. That's the main way that it's treated. Surgery is not something that, you know, really is an option or is going to be successful for something like this because we're talking about nerve deterioration. So because it is painful and can be extremely and debilitatingly painful for some people, that is the main way that it's treated, is to try to manage their pain. So pain management medications. The typical pain medications like nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs like ibuprofen or opiates are not that effective for a nerve-type pain. So
if somebody took like an OxyContin or a Lortab, that's not going to really help that much.
It can help, but one of the reasons that the opiates are not so much prescribed for this is because of the tremendous side effects and the potential for addiction.
Mm.
Exactly. So they looked at some very interesting types of medications. For instance, tricyclic antidepressants. Two of those, amitriptyline and nortriptyline, are very commonly prescribed for neuropathic pain. Interestingly, some anti-seizure medications. Neurontin is very, very commonly prescribed. Tegretol, Dilantin, Klonopin are all anti-convulsive, anti-seizure medications and have all been used for neuropathy. Also, interestingly, anti-hypertensive medications and muscle relaxants have been looked into. Basically, since the typical pain medications don't work, they have tried a lot of different kinds of medications mm-hmm. to see what will. One of the new promising medications, Lyrica, I have many patients that are taking that, and that actually is helpful for many people to minimize at least the pain.
My concern with medication is always, you know, the side effects. And again, you know, I don't say that you should not take medication. I say you have to be very cautiously taking medication and really look at what else can you do so that you could take the least amount if you have to. I think we are all on the same page, David, as far as what we believe, bringing in Western and Eastern medicine together to really look at what is the best way to treat. Because I know that we get this question at the center all the time, do you say don't take any medication? Because a lot of people are very adamant about that. You know, when you use the word holistic, people are assuming that you're saying don't take medication. And that's not what we're saying.
No, not at all. No, I encourage people to take medications that they really need to manage their symptoms. The medications used for peripheral neuropathy are not designed to cure the underlying condition. They're designed to treat the pain, to help deal with the pain. And the pain, like I said, can be very debilitating. So that can be very important for some people to manage the pain. So I encourage people to stay on their medications. The treatment that I do is not interfered with at all by taking medications. But just remember, the medications are not addressing the underlying cause. They're masking the pain.
I'm so glad you're saying that. And please stress that again. Can you repeat that?
Yes. The medications are not treating the underlying cause of the neuropathy. They're just masking the pain. So it's important to realize that there are actually effective treatments that can help to address the underlying cause. So we want to look for those kind of treatments, and we'll look at some of those. We talked about medications. That's more of a superficial kind of pain masking treatment. Some treatments that try to get to more of the underlying cause include things like acupuncture. Infrared light has shown very, very promising. Hypnotherapy is very useful for all kinds of chronic pain conditions. Patients can even be taught to do self-hypnotherapy, and you can tell us a lot about that.
Yes, I can. I know that for the folks that have been listening to my program from the beginning, you know my story. And for the folks that are just tuning in for the first time, I have to tell you that I suffer from chronic pain, and or I suffered from chronic pain, because right now I have it completely managed without pain medication. I was bedridden for 2 years. I mean, seriously, all I thought about was pain for 2 years. And all I heard from physicians were, you know, take more medication. And when I would ask, well, what is the other option? They would say, take another medication. So I certainly know what that's about. It was useful. Medication was useful. I was able to tolerate pain. I didn't do much more than tolerate pain at during those 2 years. I basically had to sleep most of the time. So what I did was I learned how to do self-hypnosis. I actually went and got certified in hypnotherapy. As a psychotherapist that I am, I knew how the brain worked, and I just am always been fascinated about the brain. I decided to take it into my own control and to really be self-empowered. I went and got trained, came back, and I started doing self-hypnosis, massage therapy, acupuncture. Not one of these things is going to be the magic pill. It's putting it all together that really makes the difference. So I learned how to control the pain signal while I was doing the acupuncture. And while I was getting the massage, and I was doing actually self-help counseling, because as a psychotherapist, it's very hard to be able to go and share with people, so I had to do it by myself. But you don't have to do that, because we're here for you. You can just reach out. And within 3 months, I was up walking again. So hypnosis
Incredible.
Is a, yeah, isn't that amazing? I mean, the whole center was created under the understanding that my journey had to make a difference for someone.
And I have to say, that's one of the reasons that I was so excited about joining International Holistic Center, because we have a center that really focuses on an integrated team approach. I have treated individuals with peripheral neuropathy for 13 years, and I was so excited to be able to be a part of a team where we can bring all of these modalities together that help with this condition. So we can have things like nutritional consulting, we have massage, we have psychological techniques like hypnosis, hypnotherapy, along with Chinese medicine.
You know, I think this is a great segue. Joe, are we going to go to commercial break? I want to go ahead and go to commercial break, because when we come back, I have a great guest here who is a client of ours who was so excited about acupuncture that, you know, volunteered to come on the air with us. So I wanted to bring her on the air right after we come back from commercial break. You're listening to Dr. Elizabeth King on the Health Fusion Hour with David Webb, and soon to meet one of our guests. We'll be right back.
When it comes to your mental and physical health, you probably think that you've heard it all and tried it all. It's time for something new, a comprehensive approach to wellness that addresses every aspect of your life. And you'll only find it at the International Holistic Center in Fort Lauderdale. This state-of-the-art facility is an oasis for healing, specializing in fusing multiple modalities into a seamless protocol custom designed to meet your needs. The instant you walk in, you'll be immediately transitioned into a state of tranquility as you experience the plush, spa-like surroundings, the trickling sounds of the waterfall, and the enchanting aroma of essential oils. You'll be treated by every one of the highly qualified practitioners at the center, featuring experts in psychotherapy, acupuncture, massage, nutrition, and every aspect of holistic wellness. The center is dedicated to fusing Western medicine and Eastern healing practices to form a well-balanced approach to mental and physical conditions, including depression, anxiety, acute and chronic pain, trauma, addiction, infertility, hormone imbalances, even ADHD, children, family, and couples problems, as well as stress-related conditions and chronic illnesses. If you think you've tried it all, think again. Think Health Fusion. Arrange a consultation with the caring professionals at the International Holistic Center, located at 3471 North Federal Highway, Suite 410 in Fort Lauderdale, just one block north of Oakland Park Boulevard on the west side of Federal Highway. Call 954-903-9426. That's 954-903-9426. Or go online to counseling, the letter N, wellness.com. That's www.counseling, the letter N, wellness.com. And remember, feeling good is now an option.
Welcome back. You're listening to Dr. Elizabeth King on the Health Fusion Hour. We're here every Wednesday from 10 to 11, on Fridays from 3 to 4, and on our website, counselingthelletternwellness.com. All of the shows are uploaded within a day or two, and you can just go to the media tab and listen to it at your leisure. If you love a program and you want to share it with someone that you think will benefit, you could just direct them to our website and tell them to go to the media tab. And all of the shows are in chronological order, and I also have them labeled by the topic, so you can just go ahead and find it. And also, I want to make sure that you know that you can follow us on Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook. So if you can go ahead and join and be a, one of our fans, you'll get all the information sent to you as it happens at the International Holistic Center. We are so happy that you're joining us. We are getting more and more people calling in and saying we really appreciate your show. We really appreciate the information that you're giving us. And we really appreciate that we are being empowered. And, you know, to us, that's really what it's all about. We are very much committed to helping you find a better way of living. We really feel that feeling good is now an option, and that is our motto, that is our philosophy. The moment you walk into our center, you start healing. From the moment that you touch the doorknob is what we say, the healing begins, because we care about you. We want to make sure that you have a team that's going to support you, mind, body, and spirit. You're not going to be left out there to do it on your own. You don't have to do it on your own anymore. Today's topic has been very, very interesting, because I think that we have more and more people coming to the center, coming with undiagnosed pain and numbness, and we really like to find solutions and find answers for you, because the most frustrating thing that I think any of us can experience is the unknown. You know, I spent 2 years in bed not knowing what was going on. I seriously sometimes thought that I had a tumor that someone was diagnosing in my back, because the pain was so excruciating. And when I finally figured out what was going on, I think that alone helped me to really feel relieved. And so that's what we want to do, is help you find answers. I promised you before we went to commercial break that I had a special guest on the show today. Her name is Rosa. Hi, Rosa.
Hello, Dr. King.
How are you?
Very good, thank you.
Rosa came to our center actually a few days ago. She is actually in town for a vacation, and she just happened to come into our center. And I'm going to let her tell you a little bit about why I have her on the show, because I thought it would be really wonderful for her to speak to you as a patient, from a patient to a patient, or a possible patient that may be wondering, can I benefit from any of this? So, Rosa, why don't you go ahead and tell our listeners how you felt before you came to a center about acupuncture?
Well, first of all, I would like to say thank you to you, Dr. Kim and Dr. Webb, for giving me the opportunity to be here. It's great. I've been listening to you, and it's great. I have to say that I never wanted to go and do acupuncture. My husband always kept saying to me, you have to go and try it. You have to go and try it, because there are so many things wrong with me. I have pain. I have panic attacks, which I haven't been able, or any doctor haven't been able to help me with. I've been struggling for years with pain. I came on vacation, and I still was feeling the pain, and everywhere my knees, and I actually had a panic attack, and I decided to try it out.
And so why don't you tell our listeners what your experience was and what you're thinking now that you have tried it?
I actually believe that it's great. I never felt better. I actually didn't feel anything. I was always scared of the needle, and I didn't feel it. And that for me was a big, it was huge, because I was scared of that. And I was lay there. I was, all the needles were, the Dr. Webb was putting the needles on me, and I actually was started actually to feel relaxed, and it was a great experience. Mm-hmm. I was so relaxed.
Well, so relaxed, and so such a good experience that you're coming back today, aren't you?
Actually, yes. I told him I'm here on vacation and I'm leaving very soon, but I want to come back before I leave. And I had to make an appointment, and I think it's something that I will continue doing, because I never slept better in my entire life until I had acupuncture that day. And I
fantastic.
Thank you, Dr. Webb.
You're very welcome.
I think that it's really important for our listeners to hear that, because, again, people are skeptical. I mean, I was. Back then, I didn't know what to expect. I thought, you know, needles, I don't want needles. And Dr. Webb has explained many a times to our listeners how thin these needles are and how painless they are. And seriously, they really are painless, right?
Yep.
Right,
well, you feel in some part of your body you more sensitive than others. So you sometimes you might feel a little tingling, but it's nothing. It's like touching something. It's nothing that actually bothers you.
Mm-hmm. And the benefits really outweigh the discomfort that you may have on those very few needles. So I really encourage you to really take a look at and think, well, you know, what do I have to lose if I'm feeling miserable, if I'm hurting, if I have all these different things going on in my life, what do I have to lose? A little bit of discomfort, possible discomfort, which I don't feel any discomfort anymore. Why not try it? And actually, during the commercial break, Rosa was saying that while she was listening to David talk about peripheral neuropathy, she was thinking that maybe
yes.
It might be something she might be experiencing.
Yes, yes. I feel a tingling, and it's I cannot really explain it, but I will explain it the way I think it would. It's like feeling a part of my, above my shoulder. I feel like tingling, but it's like if there will be ants of a bird inside my skin. And it doesn't happen all the time, but it's just a part there. And sometimes it disappears. Sometimes it comes back with power. And it's, I keep hitting myself, because it's like, you feel, the feeling is that I have something there. Is that, do you think
absolutely.
That might be?
Absolutely. It sounds very much like it could be a type of neuropathy. So today we're talking about peripheral neuropathy, which specifically is where you have deterioration of the nerves in the very ends of the peripheral nerves, so typically in your hands and your feet. But neuropathy can happen anywhere. Neuropathy is just an impingement of a nerve or a deterioration of a nerve causing tingling, causing numbness, causing pain. That can happen anywhere in the body. So, yes, absolutely, you probably have some neuropathy.
Thank you so much, Rosa, for sharing your testimony, testimonial with our listeners about your experience with acupuncture. Hopefully that has helped you who's sitting at home or driving right now in your car that have been apprehensive or skeptical, just to say, you know, let me give this a try. And if you have any questions while we're on the air, the number is 888-565-1470. Again, 888-565-1470. Thank you again, Rosa.
Thank you.
And just kind of stay with us. And I want to go back to David and ask him about his highly effective treatment protocol that you have developed for pain and numbness associated with peripheral neuropathy. David, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, absolutely. I have been using a protocol that has four parts to it, and it is amazingly effective. Actually, the symptoms associated with peripheral neuropathy, the numbness and pain, are some of the easiest conditions for me to treat, so I enjoy treating it. People usually have very, very significant improvement in their symptoms. The protocol, four parts. The first part we'll talk about acupuncture. I am an acupuncture physician, and what I'm doing is actually integrating some of the ancient traditional theory and technique of acupuncture with some very modern cutting-edge technology using electrical stimulation with the acupuncture. Now, we talked to Rosa about her experience with acupuncture, and I want to explain just a little bit more about the acupuncture needles and why they usually are painless, and to just kind of ease our listeners' minds about getting acupuncture, because the needles that we use are single-use, disposable, pre-sterilized needles. Now, the FDA has made a ruling so that all over the United States now it is required that we not reuse needles, but we use single-use disposable needles only. So,
very safe.
So if you go to an acupuncturist and you see any suggestion that they are reusing needles, you should question them about that, and they should probably be reported because that is against the FDA ruling. No acupuncture needles should be reused at this point. Like we were talking, the needles themselves, the part of the needle that goes into the skin is actually as thin as a piece of hair. And I often will show patients that you can actually tie a knot with the needle. It's so thin. Wow. So it is usually very, very painless. When we're doing a treatment for peripheral neuropathy, of course, the symptoms are in the extremities, in your hands, in your feet. Yes, I do put the needles directly where the numbness and the pain is. With neuropathy especially, I rarely have people feel the needles at all because there's usually some degree of numbness. So I have rarely found anyone have any discomfort at all with the acupuncture for neuropathy. Typically, the treatments are going to last about, the actual acupuncture treatment is going to last about 30 minutes because when we put electrical stimulation on it, the needles stay in with the electricity going for about 20, and then I follow that with another part of the protocol, which I'll get to. But I want to explain the second part a little bit because that's probably one of the most interesting. I would say of all of the entire protocol, this is the most important part, and that is the electrical stimulation part of it. Now, a lot of our listeners are probably familiar with this idea of electrical stimulation because many of you may have experienced a TENS unit.
Right, yes, I had that, yeah, of course.
TENS units have been around for a while, and they are typically what most MDs and chiropractors and physical therapists are going to use for pain. But if we look at all of the types of electrical stimulation devices, they can roughly be divided into two categories. And it's based on the amperage or intensity of the electricity. So you can divide them into milliamperage units and microamperage units. Most electrical stim devices, and all TENS units are milliamperage. If you look at the electrical current at a cellular level in your own body, it's in the microcurrent range, the microamperage range. So milliamperage is 1,000 times stronger in intensity, and that's what most TENS units are. Microamperage is going to be at the same level as the electrical currents in your own body. So it's very, very gentle, very, very mild. Typically, when a patient has a TENS unit on a muscle with little electrical pads, it's turned up to where the muscle jerks pretty violently. When you feel the stimulation from microcurrent, it pretty much feels like someone just barely tapping on the surface of the skin with their finger. You can barely feel it, so it's extremely gentle. Now, the difference between the two, milliamperage can be and has been used a long time successfully for pain, but at a cellular level, it actually can interfere with the processes like cellular waste removal, cellular energy production, and healing of damaged tissue at a cellular level. And remember, with neuropathy, we are talking about damage to the nerves, deterioration of the nerves. So if you use something like a TENS unit for pain, in some instances it can be temporarily effective for pain, but it, at a cellular level, is actually interfering with the healing of the nerves, whereas microcurrent can help regenerate nerves.
You know, David, we're going to go to commercial break, and then when we come back, we'll pick up, because I know that there's a lot more to this that you want to share. So just hold off for a couple of seconds, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Dr. Elizabeth King on the Health Fusion Hour, and just stay tuned to us. We'll be right back.
We are all tired of paying for someone else's mistakes, but that's what happens after you are injured as a result of an automobile or work accident. Consider the expertise of Robert M. Roselli of Roselli & Associates. Hard work, dedication, and commitment to seeking justice for their clients is the driving force behind their reputation and success in obtaining significant recoveries. If you or a loved one are suffering the consequences of a serious injury, call for a free consultation. 1-888-ROSELLI. That's 1-888-767-3554. Online at rosellilaw.com. Roselli & Associates, because justice matters. The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
When it comes to your mental and physical health, you probably think that you've heard it all and tried it all. It's time for something new, a comprehensive approach to wellness that addresses every aspect of your life. And you'll only find it at the International Holistic Center in Fort Lauderdale. This state-of-the-art facility is an oasis for healing, specializing in fusing multiple modalities into a seamless protocol, custom designed to meet your needs. The instant you walk in, you'll be immediately transitioned into a state of tranquility as you experience the plush spa-like surroundings, the trickling sounds of the waterfall, and the enchanting aroma of essential oils. You'll be treated by every one of the highly qualified practitioners at the center, featuring experts in psychotherapy, acupuncture, massage, nutrition, and every aspect of holistic wellness. The center is dedicated to fusing Western medicine and Eastern healing practices to form a well-balanced approach to mental and physical conditions, including depression, anxiety, acute and chronic pain, trauma, addiction, infertility, hormone imbalances, even ADHD, children, family, and couples problems, as well as stress-related conditions and chronic illnesses. If you think you've tried it all, think again. Think Health Fusion. Arrange a consultation with the caring professionals at the International Holistic Center, located at 3471 North Federal Highway, Suite 410 in Fort Lauderdale, just one block north of Oakland Park Boulevard on the west side of Federal Highway. Call 954-903-9426. That's 954-903-9426. Or go online to counseling, the letter N, wellness.com. That's www.counseling, the letter N, wellness.com. And remember, feeling good is now an option.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Dr. Elizabeth King on the Health Fusion Hour. Today we're talking with David Webb, our Doctor of Oriental Medicine from International Holistic Center. Remember that we're located in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and our website is counselingthenwellness.com. Check us out. Join and be a fan on LinkedIn, Facebook. What else? Facebook, LinkedIn, and there's one other one that I'm missing. Oh, Twitter, of course. You have to Twitter us. I know that we have George on the line. Hi, George.
Good morning. I'm hearing your program for the first time, and thank you for
for the program. I'm wondering whether or not the doctors use nutritional supplements for neuropathy, and if so, which ones, and whether or not he's used nutritional supplements to reverse diabetes, and if so, which ones.
David?
Yes, as a part of my protocol, the fourth part of it is actually nutritional supplementation, because there has been actually a lot of research into particular nutrients that can help with the symptoms of peripheral neuropathy to help to reverse some of this nerve degeneration in the extremities. I have a list of medications. There are many, many, many medications, and I'll actually refer you to a book. It's part of a three-part series by a John Senneff, S-E-N-N-E-F-F, and you can Google that, and he has a three-part series, the Numb Toes series, and part three is Nutrients for Neuropathy. He has a huge amount of information on effective nutritional supplements for neuropathy. From a lot of that research that I've done, including in his book and my personal experience with it, I find that vitamin B12 is probably the most effective, the most important. People get the most relief of their symptoms with vitamin B12. Next, acetyl L-carnitine is very, very effective, and followed by alpha-lipoic acid. Now, all three of those, I have actually had patients come in and say, I've done nothing, no changes except adding that one nutrient. We're not even doing acupuncture. We're not even doing the acupuncture treatment that I use for neuropathy, and their neuropathy completely disappeared. So for many individuals, just one of these can be effective. I like to recommend that people take all or as many as they can. There are other medications too, but those are the three. Other supplements, but those are probably the three most important, the most used.
George, are you suffering from peripheral neuropathy?
No, at one time I did, and I'm wondering, Doctor, if you can answer the question about diabetes. Have these three supplements helped possibly reverse diabetes or pre-diabetes?
Well, and personally, I can't really talk about treating diabetes and reversing diabetes. I'm a doctor of oriental medicine. Diabetes is a Western disease diagnosis, and I'm not legally able to diagnose or treat that. But I can say that with Chinese medicine, with oriental medicine, we do look at trying to get to the deeper underlying energetic imbalances behind diabetes and treating the whole person. What we're doing is trying to bring the body back more to its normal healthy functioning, so a lot of the symptoms associated with diabetes start to improve and go away. We do have nutritional consulting at International Holistic Center, it could be beneficial to sit down with someone who has experience in general with diet, for instance, monitoring your diet as well as nutritional supplements specifically for diabetes.
And that's where the fusion of all the modalities come in, because it's not just one size fits all. You really need to address the symptoms and really go at the core level to see what's going on. Thank you so much, George, for calling us.
Thank you. And can you give out a phone number of your center?
Absolutely. Thank you for asking. It's 954-903-9426. Let me say that again, 954-903-9426. And our website, if you want to check us out, is counseling, the letter N, wellness.com.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, George. Have a good one.
Bye.
That was a good question.
Yes.
A very good question.
And he brought up the continuation of my protocol. So we talked about part four, the nutritional supplementation, a very, very important part of the protocol that I use. So we've talked about acupuncture. We've talked about the microcurrent or microamperage electrical stimulation that I use with the acupuncture and nutritional supplementation. The other part is Chinese herbal medicine. My training in Oriental medicine was equal, 50-50, in acupuncture and herbal medicine. But the herbal medicine that I use for peripheral neuropathy is actually external. I use external Chinese herbal liniments. And there's a very, very particular liniment that I stumbled upon early in my career that has a tremendous effect on peripheral neuropathy. So that is actually a part of the treatment. What I end up doing is at the end of the actual electrical acupuncture treatment, I do a little foot massage with the Chinese herbal liniment, and I also recommend that people do that at home. They can purchase the Chinese herbal liniment online from Colorado and apply it themselves daily, and it can be very, very, very helpful for the pain and numbness.
You might have addressed this already, David, but I just want to make sure that our listeners are getting this information. How many sessions do you need to come to really address this issue?
Yes, for this issue, it can vary depending on the cause. For instance, I have had people with HIV-related neuropathy that have had as much as 80% improvement in 2 to 3 sessions.
Really?
Diabetic neuropathy, it's a little bit more difficult because it is a part of the disease process. It has to do with the sugar levels and management of blood sugar levels. So it can be a little bit more of an ongoing process. Usually people start to feel improvement in their symptoms pretty immediately with the first or the second treatment, but it can still be an ongoing process to really get lasting results.
Is it related to the nutritional piece with diabetes? Like if they just came and did your treatment and didn't change anything else about their lifestyle and what they're eating and all that, would they still get benefits?
Yeah, that's a very good question because absolutely. The electroacupuncture part of the protocol is probably the quickest, most effective part of it. People get tremendous relief from their numbness and pain. But I like to empower people with tools that they can use themselves so that they're not reliant on me treating them from now on. So I tell people, when you do your part, when you work on the nutritional part of it, you're going to greatly increase the effectiveness of the overall treatment protocol, and it's going to be much, much more lasting.
I know we have only just a couple of minutes, so I just wanted to see if you can at least tell folks some parting words and also how they can get in touch with you. I gave out that phone number, but if you want to just go ahead and reiterate some of that, that would be great.
Absolutely. I just want to remind everyone, new listeners, we've been talking about peripheral neuropathy, which is numbness and tingling, as well as pain in the extremities in your hands and your feet. So if you have any of those symptoms, I highly recommend that you talk to your doctor and see if you might possibly be suffering from peripheral neuropathy. If you have a condition like diabetes and you know that you have peripheral neuropathy, you can certainly call us at the center, make an appointment so that we can evaluate you and talk about a team approach treatment protocol. And our phone number at the center is 954-903-9426.
Let me go ahead and also give you our website again, because I know some of you had to go get a pen and paper, and I want to make sure that you get that. That's counseling, the letter N like Nancy, wellness.com. You'll get a lot of great information on our website, and you can see what we're doing, what we're up to. We're always looking for better ways to really empower you, and so I bring on new clinicians all the time, because I'm about finding the experts. I'm an expert at finding the experts, and that's why David Webb is part of the team. We are located at 3471 North Federal Highway, Suite 410 in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, right on Federal Highway, just a little bit north of Oakland Park Boulevard. It's really easy to get to from Boca, from Miami. We have people from all over the place. When you are feeling lousy, and that's my technical term for the day, lousy, you don't have to feel lousy, and you will go anywhere for help, and we're here to help you. Remember, we're here every Wednesday from 10 to 11, Friday from 3 to 4, and on our website. I hope everybody enjoyed this program as much as I did. Thank you, David.
Thank you, Dr. King.
And thank you, Rosa.
Thank you, and both of you.
Thank you very much, and thank you guys for listening. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. Be blessed. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Health Fusion with Dr. Elizabeth King. The program is brought to you by the International Holistic Center, located at 3471 North Federal Highway, Suite 410.
Suite 410 in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, just one block north of Oakland Park Boulevard on the west side of Federal Highway. Your journey to better mental and physical health has just begun. You're invited to visit their beautiful